الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن محمدا عبده رسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد، ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. أما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, as we gather on this blessed day of Yawm al-Jum'ah, once again reflecting on the ayats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I thought of discussing today a topic that is very pertinent to us, the American Muslims living here in this part of the world. The events of the last few weeks, the last month, have aroused a cloud of or dust of uncertainty. And many believers and mu'min have begun to think and question and interrogate their own selves and their life and their lifestyle and thinking about future. There's a cloud of uncertainty such that people have even gone to such extent of unreliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just taking with the asbab, ittakhadhu bil asbab, the means. Because certainly humanity or human brain considers only whenever there is resources, means, then they develop an infrastructure, a plan. But they, in the midst of that, they tend to forget who is the master of all planners, who's the master of everything. So I thought today to talk about at-tawakkul ala Allah, especially us Muslims living in minority in a place where there is no flourishing of Islam, and with strictness and hardships that's coming our way, with obstacles and difficulties that we are facing as together as a community. Many times when you talk to Muslims, whether at gatherings in the park or functions or places, you can sense the feeling. They may not say it verbally from their tongue, but you can sense the way a person thinks, the way he or she derives their thoughts, that there is a lack of tawakkul over there. So I decided that inshallah today we will throw some light on مَا مَعْنَى التَّوَكُّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Remember, brothers and sisters, التَّوَكُّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ is from the sifat of sifat al-mu'mineen. أَهَمَّ صِفَةٍ مِنْ صِفَاتِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. A person is not truly mu'min, mu'mina, unless he or she truly believes in this attribute of relying blindfoldly upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after doing the means for it. The problem is when people sometimes totally do blindfoldly without even taking. لَا يَتَّخُذُونَ بِالْأَسْبَابِ. They will say, خَلَاسْ. Tawakkul means just sit down with your hands folded, and if Allah wants, it will happen. That is not what we mean by tawakkul. التَّوَكُّلْ هُوَ الْكَسْبِ الْأَسْبَابِ. اكْتَسَبِ الْأَسْبَابِ. Use the means that you are being provided by Allah, the master of the universe. Reuse those resources that Allah has provided with you. And exercise your work, your effort, and then yes, sit back and relax. Just like that farmer when he sows the seed in the land and then puts the water and then puts the fertilizer. After that, what does the farmer do? مَاذَا يَعْمَلْ فَاللَّهِ. تَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. That when the rain comes and when the land is better, Allah is the one who will bring that seed into a plant, into a fruit or vegetable or crop. The farmer cannot produce that watermelon or apple or orange. Farmer can do nothing except اتخذ بالأسباب. Put the seed, put the land and everything. After that you have to rely. Just like the person who goes fishing out in the sea in the boat. What they can do? Can they grab the fish? No. Tawakkal Allah. Yes, they have to take بالأسباب. They have to get the fishing rod, put the shrimp or the bait on the fishing rod, put the fishing rod in the water. And then after that, tawakkal Allah. Rely that a fish will come, eat the bait and get stuck, and this person will get the fruits of his effort, work, amal, al-juhd. But tawakkul does not mean that I leave the fishing rod in the boat or I leave the seeds in my house and I just put my hand together thinking, if Allah wants to give me the fruits in the farm, He'll just give me. If Allah wants to give me a stomach, a fish, He'll just give me. Let the fishing rod be in the boat. That is not tawakkul. And that is why we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. إن الله يحب المتوكلين. In Surah Al Imran, Surah 3, verse 159, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala is first talking about al-azm, your decree, your willpower, your intention, your methodology, what you have to do in life, how you have to develop your career, how you're going to train your family, how you're going to find out where your family is going to be, and how you're going to live around over there. فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلَ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ. Once you have decided, once you have decreed something, once you have made a decision upon something, and then took the asbab, the means for it, for that decision, work hard enough, and after that, don't depend on the asbab. Depend on the musabbibul asbab, the one who creates the means. This is the issue over here that we need to reflect upon today. That we usually, as weak human beings, sometimes our willpower tends to subside and we begin to depend on the asbab itself directly. We say, if I have this, then that's it. There's no way out. There's no outlet for my problem. I'm stuck. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, try your best to solve the problem, the issue, the difficulty, the obstacle in your life, given the limited resources you have. But after that, you have tried everything, remember, there is always the door of tawakkul, babu tawakkul. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those. Inna Allah yuhibbul mutawakkilin. And why does Allah love the mutawakkilin? Because He takes happiness in seeing His ibad, that look, they are attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawakkul, another name for that is al-inab. Having anaba yanibu ila Allah. Muneebeen ila Allah, as Allah says in Surah Zumar. That the good thing about tawakkul, reliance and dependency in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that you begin to become inclined, in tune towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have a sense of affection and attachment and link and bondage with Allah. That is why Allah loves the mutawakkilin, and that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said miraran, many times in the Quran, Inna Allah yuhibbul mutawakkilin. But tawakkilin does not mean that they just sit with their hands on their hand and just relying on Allah. They have to work, effort, juhd, amal, juhd. And then they have to have the tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلَ اللَّهُ إِنَّ اللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ. In another place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, if you really don't do tawakkul on Allah, then you have no other outlet. You have no other avenue. You have no other way out for that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, إِنْ يَنْصُرْكُمُ اللَّهُ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ وَإِنْ يَهْزُرْكُمْ فَمَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَنْصُرْكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. إِنْ يَنْصُرْكُمُ اللَّهُ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ. If Allah makes you successful, if Allah succeeds you, makes you victorious in your difficulty, in your obstacle. Many times we see that believers, when they are surrounded with problems, whether it's domestic problem, financial problem, social problem, any issue that comes in their family life, the believers immediately give up, surrender. That's it. All doors are closed. There's no way out. But Allah's mother is saying that if Allah wants to make you victorious based on your juhd, based on your effort, your desire, you're working towards it, then who is going to give you defeat? Who can ever defeat you if Allah has made the irada that He will be succeeding you? إِنْ يَنْصُرْكُمُ اللَّهُ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ وَإِنْ يَحْذُرْكُمْ فَمَنْ ذَلَّذِي يَنْصُرْكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ. But remember, mu'mineen, that if you don't depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah deserts you and leaves you alone, seeing your intention and your mu'amala with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then who? فَمَنْ ذَلَّذِي يَنْصُرْكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ. Who is there that would help you besides Allah? There isn't. That's why we say one of the du'as that Rasulullah used to say, حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ وَنَعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ. Same from tawakkul. The root, the jazr of the kalima, the root of the word is from the same place. Al-wakil, mutawakkil, tawakkul. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, trying to make us realize in this du'a. This du'a that is not just from the Rasulullah, but from his jadd of the prophets, Ibrahim alayhi salam. When Ibrahim alayhi salam was being thrown in the fire, and he was in that projectile motion, as we know the story of the qissa from the Quran, that the people, his people were so horrendous that they decided to throw him into a fire from a catapult and not just drag him by hand and throw him in the fire, because they wanted to make sure that he goes right into the middle of the pit. So while he was in that projectile motion from the catapult heading towards the fire, Allah sent Jibreel And Jibreel alayhi salam came and asked Ibrahim alayhi salam that alaka shay'un, do you have anything? So what did Ibrahim alayhi salam said? That if it's from you, for ana laysa bihaj. If it is from you, lastu bihaj. If it's from Allah, if Allah has sent you for my aid and assistance, then yes, ala ra's wa ta'a. But if you have come on your own to ask me, he said this dua over there, hinama yadkhulu fi an-nar, hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah is sufficient. Hasbi, meaning sufficient. Hasbi Allah. Allah is sufficient for me. If Allah is on my back, if Allah is with me, then I don't care if the whole world unites against me. Because why? Ni'mal wakeel. He is the best to rely on. He is the best to depend on. Why should I go to the asbab and just keep on knocking their doors and make myself like a fool in front of those asbab, thinking that this is the only door open for me? The asbab, the means, this is the only way that I can solve my problems. No. A mu'min is far beyond that. A mu'min is far above that. He or she uses the asbab for their advantage to solve the problem. But they don't degrade and devalue themselves in front of the means, in front of the asbab, saying, you are my only holy and solely respite and freedom. You are the only one that can solve the problem. No, Allah. You are only a sabab, a means. But my true dependency and intention and irada is on Allah. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلُ الْمُتَوَكِّلُونَ. Allah SWT tells in the Quran, it's upon Allah are the ones who are mutawakkilin, that are always depending and relying on. And that is why Rasulullah ﷺ said in a hadith that is narrated by Abdullah ibn Abbas, that people came to Rasulullah ﷺ and asked him, how is the ta'rif of tawakkul? What is really? Define us tawakkul. Ma huwa ta'rif of tawakkul? And Rasulullah ﷺ, in response to that question, he said that you really want to know the ta'rif of tawakkul, the definition, the meaning, description. Then he said, لَوْ أَنَّكُمْ تَوَكَّلْتُمْ عَلَى اللَّهِ حَقَّ تَوَكِّلِهِ لَرَزَقَكُمْ كَمَا يَرْزُقُ الطُّيُورِ تَنْبُوا غِمَاسًا وَتَرُوهُ بِطَانًا. This is the height of tawakkul that Rasulullah is saying. لَوْ أَنَّكُمْ تَوَكَّلْتُمْ عَلَى اللَّهِ كَحَقَّ تَوَكِّلِهِ. If you all as believers, as mu'mineen, were to depend, tawakkul on Allah, rely upon Allah, depend on Allah, just as is the right to be done to it. It's in the deserving right for us to depend and rely upon Allah. If we were to fulfill that obligation of tawakkul to Allah, if we were to master that reliance and dependency on Allah after taking by the asbab and means, like I said in the beginning today, that tawakkul does not mean totally blind following without any means, asbab. Yes, we work, we do our jod, our effort and hard work, and then rely upon Allah SWT. And if we were to really depend on Allah SWT, as is the requirement and obligation and the likeness to the law of Allah SWT, لَا رَزَقَكُمْ كَمَا يَرْزُقُ الطَّيِّرِ. Allah will feed you and give you. Feeding over here does not just mean risk and salary and man and business, but it means taking care of your own affairs. You have any social problem, you have any psychological problem, you have any financial problem, any friendship problem, any problem that comes in your life. Because that's what a human being is meant for. In this life, there is no itminan, true itminan. In this life, there is always work, work, work. There is no rest in this life. When one problem finishes, another arises. You settle that one, another issue develops. You settle that issue, another comes up. And you're gasping in your head, what is this? Every other moment there is something coming up. Why can't I just have a simple life with no problems? Because then that would not be called dunya. The meaning of dunya is that you are entangled in problems and issues, and that is a test of your iman. How beautifully and simply you solve the problems, and along with solving the problems, you attain the jannah of Allah SWT. So just like Allah SWT, have you ever watched the bird? Many times when it rains, the water residues are left on the sidewalk. It takes probably the next day by the time it totally dries up. If I were to tell anybody, go and drink from that water near the drain that is stopped on the shoulder of the highway, everybody will slap me and say, this guy is insane. What are you talking? Drink that water, I'll die. But did you ever think, that same water is drank by the birds. Do they die? Do the birds die the moment it rains? Then the next day you see a lot of dead birds lying around, dead bodies. This is the height of tawakkul. If only we do tafakkur and tadabbur. If only we think and ponder on the ni'mah of Allah's mother. Look how the nizam, the minhaj of Allah is running. How the infrastructure of Allah is running. How the discipline of organization, nizam of Allah is running. That it rains, that rain gets trapped in some places like a small puddle. A bird comes and uses its beaks to drink that water, it doesn't die. But me and you probably, if we drink that dirty water, we won't die, but there'll be a lot of problems, complications. In other words, that water may be unhygienic for us. A makhluq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, insan. But that same water is raha, respite, freedom. That same water is rizq for another makhluq called at-tayr, the bird. And that is what Rasulullah is trying to make us realize. That لو توكلتم على الله كحق توكله لرزقكم كما يرزق الطير. He would feed you, provide for you, bless you, open the floodgates of flourishing. Just like he does it for the bird. How? تغدو خماسا وتروح بطانا. That every day in the morning, the bird does not know where is his or her job. The bird does not know where is the paycheck coming from. The bird does not know where is going to sow the seed to reap the fruits or the vegetables from the farm. And the bird does not know if it's going to get a pink slip or laid off. And the bird does not know what's going to happen. Every day is a new day. That old adage works exactly for a believer, mu'min. And that is what Rasulullah is saying. That if you have your ma'amilat, your affairs, like the bird that you take every day in stride, you take it every day slowly and gradually. Like a bird, every day is a new day. Whatever Allah has meant for me today, I will take it with iman and tawakkul and taqwa and khashy of Allah, not violating the tenets of Allah's law. And that is what he's saying in this hadith, Rasulullah. Taqdu ghimasan. They leave empty bellies, empty stomach in the morning from their nests, from their trees, from wherever they are. وَتَرُوحُ بِطَانًا. And they come back filled, yani مَلِيئًا, الْبُطُونُ مَلِيئًا, as the sharah of that hadith says, that the bellies of those birds are filled up. And look at the verb used by the Rasulullah, the action verb, the fa'l used by Rasulullah, تَرُوحُ بِطَانًا, yani عَنْدَهُمْ رَاحَ. They're relieved, they're satisfied, they have rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are inside relieved. Did you ever see when you're walking before sunset? Before sunset, wherever you're walking, whether it's Bud Lake or any place, any park, you see all the birds start chirping and moving towards the sight. In the night, do you see any birds running around? But when you wake up in the Fajr, after praying Fajr, you take another walk in the park, you start seeing all the birds. This is exactly what Allah SWT is saying. لَا تَوَكَّلْتُ عَلَى اللَّهِ كَحَقَّ تَوَكِّلِهِ لَرَزَقَكُمْ كَمَا يَرْزُقُ الطَّيِّرِ تَغْدُو خِمَاسًا وَتَرُوحُ بِطَانًا. Every day the bird takes it in stride. Unfortunately, we have lost this lesson. And that is why Rasulullah is saying, look at the makhluq, at-tayr. Compare yourself to a tayr. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compares us, insan, makhluq, to many things, to the mountains. Allah says, لَوْ أَنزَلْنَا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَى جَبَلٍ. And Allah mentions us to the samawat al-ard. إِنَّا عَرَدْنَا الْأَمَانَةَ عَلَى السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ فَأَبَيْنَا. Allah has compared us, this insan, to many makhluq in the Quran. Here in this hadith, Rasulullah is telling us, compare yourself, ya ayyuhal insan, to a bird. And are you better than the bird? Yes, because Allah said in the Quran that we have been created, خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانِ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. So if Allah can do that so much for the bird, why wouldn't He do for His ibad? And that is why Allah says in the Quran, that وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ. That upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the people who really depend and trust upon Him. And that is why He says also in another ayah, فَعَارِضْ عَنْهُمْ وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا. Over here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, stay away from the jahilun, from the ignorant. Those who don't know much, they will just speculate. التَّسْوِيف. سَوْفَ هَذَا وَسَوْفَ هَذَا وَسَوْفَ هَذَا. التَّسْوِيف مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. As one of the ulama of the Salaf al-Saleh said, never get entangled in what if, what if, what if I do this, that happens, what if. No, a mu'min is works,
أعمل هذا سوف أفعل هذا and then I will rely and trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not in speculation, not in anticipation, apprehension. Now what's going to happen if I take this route and that route? I calculate. And that's why in one of the shara'it or shurut of the tawakkul is al-istikhara. Look at the Sahaba. They have been doing istikhara for every single thing. So much so that Umar ibn Khattab used to make istikhara, salatul istikhara, wa du'a al istikhara, for which camel or horse to choose when he's going on the battlefield. Now you might say, wait a second, that's like saying, should I choose my Honda Civic or my Honda Accord to go to work today? It boils down to that simplistic way that he's choosing, but he is showing that I am attakhadhu bil asbab. Iktasibu bil asbab. I'm using my means and I'm relying, because I can't just take it for granted that if I get on this horse I'm going to be successful in it. I'm asking Allah, beseeching Allah. Istikhara is a lost thing today in the Muslim world. You ask Muslims today, do you make istikhara? You do a survey of 100 people, probably only 10 or so more than maybe 5 would do. Will tell you, yes, on a regular basis I make istikhara. Before I take a job I make istikhara. Before I buy a house I make istikhara. Before I travel I make istikhara. Before I do this intention I make istikhara. Very few believers are doing. And that is why we see the diminishing of tawakkul in our society. That is why we see so much speculation. So much things of just anticipation. Because the Sahaba were reigning in with tawakkul Allah. The Sahaba were having their habits and their lifestyle reigned in with istikhara and tawakkul and dependency, reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us through the Prophet about this example of the bird. He's saying, you have a haq upon Allah to do tawakkul. Meaning a believer, a mu'mina, he or she can never say, I don't need to do tawakkul Allah. That is a dham, a sin. Because the hadith of Rasulullah is saying, لَوْ تَوَكَّلْتُمْ عَلَى اللَّهِ كَحَقَّ تَوَكِّلِهِ. You have to, it's a haq. You cannot shy away from it. You cannot say that that's it. I just take my asbab. If I have the means, I'll do that job. Otherwise, I won't do that job. No, that is a negative statement from the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why we see that one of the sifat of mu'mineen that Allah described in Surah Anfal, in the 8th surah, the first few verses, Allah tells us that وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. Allah tells us that when the ayats of Allah are explained and open upon the believers, تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا, their iman increases, وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ, and they depend upon their Lord. When the iman increases, is nurtured from inside by looking at the signs and symbols of Allah, whether it's in the form of a bonus in salary, whether it's in the form of a nice success in business, or whether it's in the form of a nice blessed child, or whether it's in the form of a marriage or healthy marriage, whatever blessing of Allah comes our way, these are ayat from Allah, alamat from Allah, signs that Allah is happy with you and trying to help you if you are fulfilling His duties and His obligations. So then that should automatically increase our iman. Zadatum imana. Their iman increases, does not decrease. Increases, because they don't just take it by stride and say, oh, it's because of me. It's because of my skills and calibers and my qualities. I earned this thing because of me, my personality, my ananiya. No. They always put their successes on Allah. This is the haqq of tawakkul. Ana laysa shay. Hadha min indillah. Hadha min fadl rabbi. هَذَا مِن نَعْمَةِ رَبِّي لَيْسَ مِنِّي شَيْءٍ وَأَنَا لَسْتُ شَيْءٍ. This is the حَقُّ الْمُؤْمِنْ عَلَى التَّوَكُّلِ. Not that, mashallah, I'm the best engineer in New Jersey. I'm the best physician doctor in New Jersey. Who can beat me? These words are not the words from a mu'min. Because then Allah gets upset and tests you. Are you really that best? Do you really believe in the statement you said from your tongue? Are you really a believer in Allah by saying such sporadic statements? And that is what Allah then tells us. فَزَادَهُ إِمَانًا وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. Those people who, when they are in some calamity, in affliction, in disaster, in tragedy, in trauma, whatever trauma and tragedy can come our way as a believer, when it's come as a test, those people are, when they're in that tragedy, that trauma, زَادَهُمْ إِمَانًا لَا يَنْخُسُهُمْ إِمَانًا. There are some whose iman gets decreased when they are laid off, they lost a job, or they had a big khasara in sharika and business. their iman decreases. They say, why? لماذا أنا يا الله? Sometimes people even say such things. لماذا أنا الله? لا. حق. هذا حق التوكل. That maybe this is a sign, علامة from Allah. Maybe this is an ayah from Allah. Maybe Allah is testing my iman or trying to wake me up from sleep and slumber. Rather than decreasing iman, it should increase the iman. Every difficulty, every problem and obstacle that comes a believer's way is supposed to increase them in iman, not decrease them in iman. And when the iman increases in that difficulty and problem and issue, what's the next thing they do? عَلَى اللَّهِ يَتَوَكَّلُ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ. Automatically they say, if Allah has given me this problem, if Allah has given me this disease, if Allah has given me this difficulty, if Allah has created this issue for me, then إِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Allah will also have me go through this. It's only temporarily. It is a way for me to be tested, that do I really tawakkal on Allah? And that's why Allah says in that ayah in Surah Baqarah, verse 174, فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. When they are in tragedy, when they are in difficulty, when they are in a problem, the believers, what do they say? They say, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. And this is the state, should be, of the American Muslim community now that we are going through. The events of the last few months have been very traumatic, have been very tragic, have been very testing. Testing the wit of a mu'min, testing the iman of a mu'min, testing the tawakkul. Are these believers who are living in the West, are these believers who are living in minorities, are these believers really tawakkul Allah, or they just tawakkul al-asbab? This is the hikmah, wisdom that we can derive out of the events that have happened in the last few months. But Allah is really rocking the boat, shaking and jolting the wit, the level of iman of the believer, and saying, to screen and scrutinize who are the true mu'mineen, زَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ أَمَّا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الضُّعَفَاء, who come to the side and say, let me just take بِالْأَسْبَابِ and move on the side. I have nothing to do with this. And there has been, and this is 9/11, there has been a scrutiny that there be mu'min who have just taken on the side, taken a stride, and would neither not be associated with some things. Allah is putting us through testing times, and there are more tests to come. Don't be relaxed, don't be pacified that there are no more tests to come. The worst is over. No, the tests from Allah will increase and increase more. That's the reason I chose today this topic. That when the storm gets really horrendous, when the winds really start blowing, when the thunder really starts striking and the lightning is striking, what is the believer to do? فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. Allah is sufficient for us. حَسْبِ اللَّهُ حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. And He is the best of those to be relied upon. That is exactly what Ibrahim al-Islam said. You think he didn't know better? He knew better. That's why he said, I don't care about this fire. I don't care about my people throwing me into the fire. Because I know, حَسْبِ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. The one, the master, the creator, the Khaliq who created the fire can also transform the fire for his abd. And that is why Allah revealed this ayah in the Quran, وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ الَّذِي وَفَّى وَفَاءُ الْأَهْدِ وَفَاءُ الْأَقْدِ بَيْنَ الْعَبْدِ وَالْخَالِقِ. This is the true stature of a believer. That's why Allah said in the Quran about Ibrahim al-Islam, إِنَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ كَانَ أُمَّةً قَانِتًا. Ibrahim al-Islam, one person, one shakhs, is like an ummah, a whole nation. Why is Allah giving him so many accolades? Why is Allah giving him so many attributes? Because Allah is showing us, the believers in the Quran, that fulfill your trust, your tawakkul on Allah, like your forefather Ibrahim al-Islam, and he fulfilled truly that he had no concern whatsoever as he's entering the calamity, seeing in front of him the fire, but he's so cool inside. Directly opposite of the fire, he's cool inside, thinking, حَسْبِ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. If Allah has willed for me to be going into this fire, فَهُوَ نِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. He is the best to rely upon. أَقُولُ قَالِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ 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 وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu salam wa sulkareem, wa ala alihi wa sahabi wa sallam wa sallam wa deen, amma ba'd. My dear brothers and sisters, in conclusion,
very quickly. As we leave today from Jum'ah, and how can we change our lives from tomorrow? How can we bring about certain changes? We see Allah SWT tells us that one of the things that are inherent with tawakkul, a practical tool, a practical step that you can institutionalize in your life, in your family, in your kids. And that is what Allah SWT tells in Surah Talaq, Surah 65, verses 4, that وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَمَنْ يَتَّوَكَ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. That whoever fears Allah, it's the taqwa that we have to arise in our hearts, in our families, in our lifestyle. That وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ, whoever institutionalized taqwa is the norm. Taqwa is the bedrock, the platform on which you're going to build your house, your life around, everything. Taqwa. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ, Allah SWT tells us, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجْ. Just like we see that is a makhraj. It says exit. Why? Because that door is a fire exit. If there is an emergency calamity, you exit from the door, it says fire exit or any exit door. Makhraj. And what is the thing that's going to lead you to the makhraj? At-taqwa. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And then Allah will give him risk, provision, everything, blessing. مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. From places and sources and resources that a person cannot even think of. يحتسب. Because you can only think that, okay, I've done this piece work, I'll get this much money from that. I have this job, I'll get this salary. I invested over here, that's my dividend. You can only calculate so much that this is my return, that is, I am expecting. You file your taxes and when you wait, anticipate your return after April, this is what I'm expecting to receive. But you know that amount, you know that investment, whatever is coming back to you. Allah is saying, I will give you a blank check. But guess what? You have to provide the check. The paper for the check, you provide as a believer at the moment, and that is taqwa. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجِ. That blank check. وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And will feed and provide for him from sources he couldn't think of. How many times it happened in our life that you got money from place you didn't think of? Wow. Sometimes you might have given a loan to somebody, you forgot about it. It's been 2, 3 years, 4 years. Allah gives that person tawfiq and taqwa to come by return to you. And when he comes back to return to you, you at that time are in dire need of that money which you totally wrote off. I'm just showing you a small example from literal ways. There are ways that we see from the life stories of the Sahaba and the life stories of Salaf al-Saleh that they have received risk from places. And even today, even in 2005, there are two stories from people, mu'mineen, here in this country, after 9/11, that they have found money, sources, that they say, this Allah proves it in your life. Before your death, at least once in your lifetime, you will see that Allah will prove it to you. وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. You never thought that money could have come from that source, it came. And you said, wow. At that time, what should you say? Wow? No, you say, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, MashaAllah, Allahu Akbar, زَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا. And I conclude with this hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ that was narrated by Abdullah ibn Abbas. He said that Rasulullah ﷺ said, I was shown the Day of Judgment. And I was shown on Yawm al-Qiyamah that there are tons and tons of people spread out all over. And I've shown every prophet having his followers behind him. So Ibrahim al-Islam with his people, Musa with his people, Isa with his people. And he said there are many prophets with whom there's only one or two people. There are many prophets with whom there's nobody, just the prophet. And then he said, Jibreel al-Islam showed me on the other side a whole plateau, piece of land filled with people, like filled with ants, like it's crowded, clustered. So I asked Jibreel, who are these? Man hawla? Jibreel alayhi salam said, these are your people. Ummatu Muhammad alayhi salam, yawm al-qiyamah, on the Day of Judgment. So and then he said, with them, wa ma'hum sab'una alf yadkhuluna al-jannah bighayri hisab. He said, with these people that you're seeing, Ya Muhammad alayhi salam, from your ummah, there will be 70,000 people who will enter Jannah بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. No calculation, no questions asked, no accountability. Allah, as a gift on a plate, on a tray, is saying, here, you are from the ummah to Muhammad al-Islam, you have qualified to enter Jannah, and you are not questioned.
No interrogation, no investigation, nothing. Everything bypassed. And yes, we see those things even in this life. In this life, when you go for application or something, sometimes you are totally given a free, clean bill of lading. That's it. You don't have to be asked. VVIP service. Allah will give from the Ummah of Muhammad 70,000 people. So the Sahaba asked Rasulullah, Man hawla ya Rasulullah. He said, those are those people, الذين لا يرقون ولا يسترقون ولا يتطيرون وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. They are those people who don't engage in ruqiyya, and they don't seek ruqiyya. ولا يسترقون ولا يتطيرون, and they don't do in tayra, omens. They don't work with omens and charms, that if I get this good luck charm, if I get this omen, or they don't work with ruqiyyat, things to help them and expedite their life or things like that. But what? وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. They fulfill their tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They implement the tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by taking the asbab and using that, not using any other sources. They are those who are 70,000. And as the scholars of Arabic language explain, that it was the Arabic lifestyle to say 70,000. It does not mean specifically just 70,000 in number, because there are billions of Muslims. But it was a way of saying that the big chunk of the Ummah of Muhammad Islam will enter. So that was a way of saying in those days, a cultural way, that سبعون ألف من هؤلاء يدخلون الجنة بغير حساب. اللهم اجعلنا منهم يا رب. Oh Allah, make us from those 70,000 who will enter Jannah بغير حساب, and oh Allah, give us the tawfiq of tawakkul upon your sifat, on your zat and sifat, ya Allah. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات, المؤمنين والمؤمنات, الأحياء منهم والأموات.